Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, the 5th annual Dom Giordano Day here. Where else? The Summer White House Mulligans. We are tracking Scott Presler. He's apparently registering people to vote in every nook and cranny. I saw some guys in the back of a sanitation truck in North Wildwood. He's on there. They're registered. They're Trump voters. Woo. He's back from a tour of jails and places like that yesterday. He'll be joining us here at Mulligan's.
You know, I really got nervous.
West Hildreth Avenue.
When I saw him post that he was going to jail, I really thought he was actually going to
there
jail.
You go.
I'm not going to be here today. I got very nervous, Tom.
The man who is going to win Pennsylvania, Scott Presler, second to none, gets it, how to do this. So all show long today, we'll be celebrating. It is the 5th anniversary. One administration ago, this administration's on board. How often does that happen, that you have two administrations agreeing on anything? They agree on Dom Day, Dan.
It's very true.
Not Democratic Biden and Trump.
And Republican Democrat.
Yes, that's right. That. Byron and Triano agree and have both buried the hatchet.
Very special, right?
And celebrate Dom Day. So Scott Presler will be here. If you haven't met him, alert me if you see a 6'5" guy with extremely long hair, not like the drummer over here, but another guy with hair longer.
I wonder how many people walking and thought, what's Scott Presler?
Yeah, and wearing cowboy boots is here, the man who is engineering this surge across Pennsylvania. Big story today. I'm glad we have a chance. And feel free to react with groans here at Mulligan's. I don't think there'll be too much applause. And it's a story that you may have heard a little bit about. It's making a heck of a lot of news. But my friends over at the Delaware Valley Journal tracked down more on this guy. It's a story of a guy who's making about $95,000 a year working as a communications director for a senator, the Senator Capter from, I think she's, is she Ohio? And he posts, "Thank you, Joe Biden, for forgiving my student loan debt." Maybe that's one drink less for you here. He owed about $8,200. The government was paying off $800 a month because he's a public servant. We're not. I asked you, is Johnny Z not a public servant? Who makes more people happy than Mulligan's?
Yeah, it's
they ought
true.
To be getting a break on something here. Absolutely. The lead singer of the Dupree's is here today. Does he not make, Larry, doesn't he make people happy? He's going to be joining us later. This band is going to be very diverse today. Burning Sky makes people happy. Dan sort of makes people happy on some occasions.
Sometimes.
He ought to be getting a forgiving of that loan.
You make people happy too, Don.
Well, that's the guy who's going to get to that.
Oh, okay.
So this guy is from Delco. He posts this, and there's a firestorm. Even people like Mike Huckabee, who's usually very religious, goes after him in terms that are on Twitter that are not quite religious. And the kicker is he's got listed to him a $500,000 house. So this is what we're up against. This is the brave new world of Joe Biden. Now, this has backfired, called attention to student loan debt forgiveness in a manner that nobody else has. So $500,000 home. He owed about $8,200. That got wiped away. Most of the rest of it was being wiped away by our tax dollars. Why in the world would anyone support that? Who here at Mulligan's would vote for that? Whether you have, anybody here have a student loan debt? I'm looking. If you do, that's from, wait a minute. How much is the student loan debt? How much? A lot. Okay. anxieties here. Mulligans a lot is his formula for that. But that's the thing that is going on right now. This is the world that we're in, thanks to the upcoming debate should settle this. And at any point today, and we'll ask Scott Presler about this, it's very clear that President Trump is playing it differently than he did in 2020. In other words, the mics are going to be cut. They agreed yesterday that both will be standing. Biden goes first. He won the luck of the draw. Trump gets the last statement. Biden chose to be on the right-hand side of your screen, and Trump will be on the left. All right? So those are some of the things we know going in. President Trump today saying, I'm not underestimating Joe Biden. This is the newest tactic. Not smart if Biden just stands there for 90 minutes and you talk about him in the terms that we usually do. That's not a winner. So we'll see how the debate plays out. But we'll have a lot on this week around that. Tremendous amount around it this week. We're also going to be joined today by Don McLean. He's coming up in a little bit. He's got a new album out. We wanted to talk with him here on Dom Day. We are at Johnny Z's Mulligan's Bar. The annual big event will be here three times this year. July 3rd is the next, and then in late August, the final swing. And we'll bring some of our regulars up here in a moment. Our Robin Schaefer, our Wales guy. We got the mayor stopping by, and a couple of other people, including our Tom Jones impressionist, will be joining us.
Brought a leisure suit and everything.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
look to your right. No, open the bag to your right.
Oh,
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. We are live on YouTube. Go like and subscribe. But our Earl Ticone.
Oh my God! Oh my God! There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So you got to be around for that a little bit later on in the show. Of course, Dan, I brought some memorabilia here today.
Oh yeah.
That is a rare bottle. That's Dom Talk. That was the white wine. We didn't drink too much of that. I have the red, which was Dom Time.
Why don't you like white wine?
We had that for the Feast of the Seven Fishes. So we'll play around with that a little bit here, too. Phone lines to get in, though, are 855-839-1210 is how you get on. We're here at Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue, right across from the Acme. And it is... It is
Acme, Dom.
Acme.
Yeah?
Yes, of course. Just like Tacony. We have to add something to everything. So thanks for noticing that Philly pronunciation. One other thing that's in the news, and this is a day of celebration, but we do a show for people that unfortunately are not here at Mulligan's. And the other big story out there is coverage of all these attacks by illegal immigrants. One, killing a 12-year-old girl, two people in Houston, throwing her into a creek. And the Associated Press leads by saying two men, nothing about their background. Now, we have enough criminals of our own. And here comes the man who is fighting for the American way coming into this ride. Here he is. Scott Presler here with us on Talk Radio 1210. Registering maybe a dozen voters on the way over here. Here you go, Scott. Have a seat here. And, are you registered to vote at your current address? Hi, Scott. Good to see you again. So let him mic you up here first here. Scott, how many people registered today? Were you delayed registering anybody?
I had to get my hair done.
You guys. All right, this is an all hair. Did you see the guy that's a drummer for Burning Sky over there? I don't think his hair is quite as long as yours.
Scott, with the long hair, do you play any instruments?
No.
No?
Now people will come up to me at the airport, and they'll be like, are you a rocker? And I'll be like, no, I'm a Republican. But I will say, so yesterday I was in Wayne County, Pennsylvania, and we went over to the Wayne Correctional Facility. And I know some people might be scratching their head like, Scott, like, why are you going to go register inmates to vote? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, people are cognizant of what they're doing to Donald Trump. They see the weaponization of the government against a private citizen. Mm-hmm. And we registered 9 of those inmates yesterday. And the ones that chose a political party, 6 of the 9 all chose Republican, are voting for Donald Trump. And then the 3 others that chose no party, they told me, they said, Scott, quote unquote, we feel like we're sheep. We feel like we're a moneymaker. And they're really irate that we're allowing illegal immigrants to break our laws and come into the country while we're locking up American citizens. And so I want to make it clear, here in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, I am courting the former felon and the inmate vote, and we want them to vote for Donald Trump and to help save our country.
All right, that is Scott Presler. Woo! All right, that's the opening statement. Now we have a little bit more coming up, and we have a special presentation to Scott as our Patriot of the Year on the national level coming up a little bit later from now. There was no contest. there were many people, but what you've done in Pennsylvania is amazing. Scott, you gave an interview, and I sent it to you last night, with Breitbart. Breitbart, for people here at Mulligan's, most of you probably know, but is a conservative publication online. It's one of the biggest ones, and is very supportive of Scott, and they were thrilled to have you on this. And you talked about, shockingly, the Christian vote. And I was even telling people that we were around with yesterday, when you think about it, if every Christian was registered to vote and did vote in the United States, let's face it, Democrat Party's not going to win another election in our lifetime. I believe that's true. I don't think you're allowed to say that, but you said it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mentioned to Alana with Breitbart, I said, look, 30% of Christians are not registered to vote. It's not that they don't, thank you. It's not that they don't vote, but they're not even registered. And so if people of faith actually go from the pews to the polls, we will reelect President Trump this November. And furthermore, you know, you met Pennsylvania. That's my baby. We have been reaching out to the Amish in Pennsylvania. Think about that community. This is a community that wants bodily autonomy, no forced right. vaccinations. They want religious freedom.
Raw
they want
milk.
Small businesses. They want raw milk. They want school choice. There is no better alignment than the Amish community with the Republican Party. And I'll tell you, I want to give a shout out to Chairwoman Juanita Beiler of Mifflin County, Pennsylvania. And she, every single Wednesday in Bellevue, goes to the farmer's market there, and we are seeing tangible results of the Amish voting, and they love mail-in ballots because they get married on Tuesdays in November, and we want them to have lots of babies and be baby-making machines. And they love mail-in ballots because it's secret and it's private. And
exactly.
How iconic would it be if mail-in ballots, a tool of the Democrat, it's used by Amish to win Pennsylvania and save the country?
The wheels are always turning here now. I don't know about you. I don't know where Mifflin County is. I know Mifflin Street.
Center of the state.
South Philly. It's in the center of South Philly. But center of the state, this guy knows those counties. All right, we'll have more with Scott Presler. I don't know his musical taste. We'll find out. And a lot more about what he's doing here and how to help. How to register to anybody listening anywhere. Don McQueen is next with Scott Presler, Dom Giordano at Mulligan's.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's Burning Sky here at Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue, with Scott Presler with us. A lot of action. A bunch of people that go with them and register you to vote. You're not getting out of here without being able to register to vote. But let's go to the one and only Don McQueen joining us here on Talk Radio 1210. Don, welcome to Philadelphia / Wildwood, New Jersey, ever at the Jersey Seashore, Don McQueen.
Yeah, home of Bobby Rydell.
Yeah, Bobby Rydell's a great name. Bobby Rydell, Wildwood Days. That's where we're broadcasting
from.
It's a special event. Well, congratulations on several things. We'll get to the band here, the in-house band, just played American Pie. I knew how popular it was, but that it was included in the top five songs of the century. With the type of competition is out there, that has to make you feel good, the enduring, your rock and roll chops, what you've been able to accomplish. That is remarkable.
You know, they used to call Frank Sinatra the people's choice. And American Pie is the people's choice. That's why it made the list. Believe me, it didn't make it because Rolling Stone likes it, because they don't.
Yeah, well, what do you think about that? Here's your chance to unload. How could that be? It's kind of like the Rotten Tomatoes here says, yes, of course, this is one of the top five songs of the century. And Rolling Stone, what's their pick on American Pie?
Well, they tried to ruin my career from the very beginning. It's a funny little thing happened. There was a really bad review written by about the first three albums that I made, Tapestry, American Pie, and Don McLean. And it was written by a guy named Stephen Holden, who was a nasty little bastard who would write nasty reviews about people. And the guy turned around a year later. He wrote a letter of apology to me, saying that he didn't understand my point of view. Well, most people didn't and still don't. But he didn't have the courage to print that, you know, and say that, you know, he was wrong. So he was a cowardly, little sniveling coward who sent me a sneaky letter of apology. Big deal, you know.
Wow. Yeah, so look, I share this
stuff. You know, I'm putting Rocky Road in some ways.
I'm putting this guy on my list, if Don McLean, because he always strike me as such a gentleman,
et cetera.
So great. Right.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the current, the title track, American Boys.
I was born in Neuchâtel, New York. I can be very tough when I have to be.
Well,
near the Bronx.
The title track, American Boys, features the guys from Home Free. The material I have in listening to it, it's a song about the boys who invented rock and roll. And the thing that sticks out to me about you from afar is that you are one of the biggest forces that we have talking about America invented rock and roll. America invented this music. And you are the face of that. You enunciate that more than anybody else.
Well, I invented what I did. You know, it was never done before. I'm part of that, I suppose. But, you know, we invented rock and roll, and we invented jazz and the blues and gospel, and it all comes really from the South and the tumultuous history of the South, black and white church music and blues and so on. And it's a fascinating. We have a great country, man. We really do. Even the original settlers, you know, in the hills, who brought ballads from England, you know, Francis James Child's ballads, and they reworked those into, you know, songs that are now we hear as bluegrass songs or as country songs, you know, real country songs. So we have a tremendous history in this country and
without a doubt.
Of creating music. And I wanted to say that they invented rock and roll. They didn't just make it, because nobody can touch the records of Buddy Holly or the early records of Elvis Presley. You can't touch those records.
Without a doubt. Well, Don, American Boys is out there now. What's the best way for us to get American Boys?
Well, it's on all the streaming platforms, and you can buy it on Amazon. You can hear it if you go on YouTube and just type my name in. There'll be all Don McLean stuff. I have my own site, my own YouTube channel, and you can hear songs from the album. It's all over the place. Yeah,
and Don, I have your upcoming tour or your current tour, and you're going to be in Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, Lansdowne Theater, December 7th, I assume you can buy tickets right now. I'm looking at the tour, too. It's quite extensive, and I know you've played the Philadelphia area many times. Don, is this true that the South Korean minister or premier sang American Pie at the White House? That's one of my producers that can be on to ask you.
Yes. I was invited to a state dinner for the president of South Korea, and at that dinner, he sang the song to Joe Biden, but he doesn't speak English, so he sang it all phonetically. And I couldn't make that dinner, but yeah, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, you really can't. And
what
then I was invited to recently a state dinner. I took my girlfriend to the state dinner for the president of Kenya, which was the biggest dinner Joe Biden has had since he's been in office. So that was a wonderful experience also. I've been to the White House before during the Clinton administration also.
Okay. Well, Don, thank you so much. Thanks for taking time to join us. American Boys and coming to Philadelphia on tour December 7th. Don McLean, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, let me say, Philadelphia was always a breakout place for music. It's a very musical place. I knew Jim Croce. We went to Villanova together for a while.
Oh, Jim Croce, all time,
Oh, yeah, they're all that South Philadelphia stuff, man. That's a very rich musical area. So hello to everybody down there.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. Don McLean here on Talk Radio 1210. Damn, what a
guy, right?
Yeah, what a guy. I think I would bring that out of him with Rolling Stone, that he was still holding a grudge with this guy who slurred him. All right, Scott Presler is down the business here, registering voters here right at the bar. Yeah, he's got his guys with him, too, wherever they go.
John, is he actually registering voters right
now? Yeah, that's what he sounds like he's doing. He's convincing him why he's been in prisons, et cetera. He'll be joining us for a special presentation. We got to get Johnny Z out of here, too, for that in a couple minutes. Here's a side question today. We're at Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth. Got space for you, Dom Giordano Day 5. It's always a great spot, particularly right now around lunchtime, or if you're making a short Friday half day, we'll be here at 3 o'clock, so it's a good space to be. Side question today, and we thought long and hard, then we said we got to do this every year when we're here at Mulligan's. Hit us with that all-time bar, tavern, either fictional or real. Hit us with the all-time bar that's either fictional or real.
Got to take Mulligan's off the board.
Yeah, Mulligan's, the Summer White House, is definitely off the board. But I put a couple more, and I'm going to take the Star Wars bar.
Cantina bar.
Is often used as a sign of the type of where the Democrat Party might be, in Star Wars bar. And Cheers, of course. We got to take Cheers off the board. Yep. So, Dan, how about yours?
Moe's Tavern from Simpsons.
Yes.
Big part of it.
I'm leaving a big one on that has a little bit of a nefarious background to it, a big time. I'm looking at a guy who played in a lot of those films straight ahead at me. Our buddy Vince here with the lead singer of the Dupree's.
Real
He's going to sing a little bit later on with Burning Sky. This is a very fluid band that they're going to be able to do. Tom Jones, one of the Dupree's.
He's not singing with the band.
But. Well, he's somebody with a green leisure suit.
I demand it.
He's going to be doing it.
We do have the leisure suit on the gentleman at this point.
Right, and their own stuff, too. They're a Bad Company tribute band. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. We'll have more with Scott Presler, too, as I said. Making news today due to the fact he gave this interview with Breitbart. Is it a fair point that if every Christian was registered to vote and did vote, his point, you wouldn't lose an election? Okay? Is that not a fair point? And in addition to that, I mentioned this guy in Delaware County, Delaware Valley Journal. Linda, if you're listening, I didn't see in the piece where this guy lives in Delaware County or where he came from. The guy who got his student loan debt forgiven, even though he has a $500,000 house, he's a communications director for a U.S. senator, thanks Joe Biden, and says that's what re-election is about. We can't beat a party that is putting this first. Meanwhile, Trump is out there saying, and I'll ask Scott about this, we ought to forgive or we ought to remove the tax on people making tips. I'm thinking here at Johnny's Bar today, how much more money would that be in their pocket? How much nonsense does the IRS put them through versus a guy like this? Mm-hmm. I would run against this guy. I don't think I would talk about anything else in the debate. Yeah, Jake, I'll talk about that question. You know, there are a couple of questions here. I want to talk about this Ben Sammons guy. S-A-M-E-N-S from Delaware County.
Is that really his name?
Yeah, I think it's Sammons. I think it's pronounced that.
Ben Sammons?
Yeah, they won't answer.
It's like a southern version of a basketball player
right
now.
They will not answer at the Nancy Kepterer office now. He's a communications director.
Ben
What's he communicating?
Sammons.
And this guy has the nerve to broadcast that around the world. Mike Huckabee, who's on a religious channel, viciously goes after him. It is hard to believe that you feel that bulletproof, that that's where you're going to go with something like this. All right, hit us with that bar, tavern. We have that coming up. More with Scott Presler. Really, though, this is the annual event where you want to join us in person here at Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. You heard about it. It's a great shore bar, great food. And we'll get Johnny Z on now to talk about, I mean, this was his dream, get Scott Presler here, who is inspirational and will turn Bucks County around and I believe is going to win Pennsylvania.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome back, everyone.
Burning Sky, fantastic.
Burning Sky, fantastic tribute band, but they're also going to be involved with Tom Jones later today. Dan promised him for the fifth annual. It's only fitting. I don't know how Mr. Jones is arriving. I just have his green leisure suit here.
He's here in the leisure suit now.
Hey, is that guy
over there? Yeah.
Is that guy on YouTube, Dan? Now that I have hundreds of witnesses and Roe has agreed on the hair thing, is that guy Tony still on YouTube today? Cutting up the
Tony.
Hair?
Tony.
See
no,
if Tony's
Tony
on
there, but not Tony S. No.
All right, Tony, you're going to see that demonstration. We'll tape it. You'll come over here in moments and prove that this is real hair. 855-839-1210.
Want me to bring Scott back over here?
Yeah, whenever he's ready. We have a presentation for our guy, Scott Presler, who once again is outside registering voters. And
he's a very busy guy. Like what he tells us on air is very legitimate.
Yeah, it is very legitimate. I don't know that he does anything else other than register voters and pitch voting early, often, and mail-in balloting. All right, the side question today, if you'd like to get in here, though, we're at Mulligan's. It is our place. It's been tremendous ever since a couple years ago when we first started broadcasting from here, including the great power outage of 2023, when there was no power anywhere on the island, but we were still somehow or another on the air. All right, so the side question, hit us with that all-time tavern or bar, real or fictional is what we're looking for, real or fictional. And Scott will be here for a while. If you want to come out and meet him, if you want to be energized, inspired by what he's seen, what he's doing across the country, then come on over here to Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. RFK Jr. says now here's what I wanted to report to you. Here's the local news.
Yes.
How many people here at Mulligan's, Dan, remember Meatball? How could you forget Meatball?
Meatball, yes.
The social media influencer extraordinaire. Meatball was charged with all kinds of counts, two third-degree felonies, for starting riots and aiding and abetting riots in Philadelphia when a court decision went her wrong way. How much jail time did Meatball get in Larry Krasner's Philadelphia? The answer is zero.
Zero?
She got 5 years
Come
of probation,
on, man.
And they thought that was a stiff sentence for Meatball.
Well, all she did was, what, usher in people during the riot and post it to social media
right,
and
encourage
up the public
people,
and, you know, encourage
more.
People to,
and
yeah, no, nothing.
Herself
nothing
go
wrong.
In and apparently do various things during the riot. All right, Scott Presler's back with us. And Scott, Dan and I, taking a poll of listeners and other people here, see, we like to present Scott Presler, our Patriot of the Year 2024, our National Patriot of the Year. His work is, and Scott, you close often, thank you for supporting my work. And that is a line that just moves our listeners second to none. That's why we're thrilled every time you come on.
Thank you.
People cannot get enough of what you're doing. So, Scott, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I know the travel schedule alone is, you came in from Detroit last night.
I did.
Standing at the Grand Hotel over in Cape May, which is where Rich Cioli will be today. What radio station has two things going on about 8 miles, 6 miles apart of this magnitude? So, Scott, when you're going across the country, what's the number one thing people talk to you about? You talked about these prisoners, and they have that prism, and seeing Trump in a particular way. Is it illegal immigration? Is it inflation? Is it something else?
Well, first, I wanted to say thank you. Yeah, the Grand Hotel, I was there last night. My only one complaint is I didn't get to go in the hot tub. But other than that, because they do have a hot tub.
Wait, why didn't you get to go in, though?
Babe, I just got in at 11 o'clock last night. I was tired. Lord have mercy.
Well, that's not their fault. That's your fault. You can party all night.
Open that hot tub a little bit later. Come on now.
Open until 2 a.m. You know, people are really struggling to get by, and I think it's such a slap in the face when Joe Biden and the Democrats say that the economy is so good. $4 gas is not good.
Yeah.
Going to the supermarket and paying a 100% increase in your daily allotment of food is not a good economy. The inflation is not a good economy. A 7% and rate of mortgage is not a good economy. And so people are really struggling. I had a woman, she was born in 1965. I registered her to vote at the Philly Expo Center in Phoenixville at the gun show. And she goes, I've never voted my whole life. I said, wow, why are you registering to vote with me today? She says, I can't afford anything. I have to vote this November. I'm voting for Donald Trump. And so for this election, the number one issue is definitely illegal immigration. I think people understand that we need safety, we need security. And if we are a country of law and order, and if they're going to hold Trump to no person is above the law, then that means no illegal alien breaking into our country is above the law. That means that the illegal stock trading that's going on with Nancy Pelosi and a lot of her Democrat allies, they are not above the law. And also, what I'm seeing with young people is, look, I want to make it very clear on this radio show with 1210 Talk Radio, any young person 18 to 26 years old that votes for Joe Biden is choosing for himself or herself to be sent overseas to war this November. Because we did not have Putin invade Ukraine under President Trump. We did not have Hamas genocide Israel under President Trump. We did not have the threat of Taiwan being invaded by China under President Trump. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for war, and a vote for President Trump is a vote for peace and prosperity.
Now, Scott, you've been on the road, but to that point, did you happen to see that Democrats in a real dilemma because for some reason they passed an amendment to the appropriations bill,
yes,
which would make women eligible for the draft?
Yes.
And now these senators are going to have to take a position with their party or common sense. America, how many times has said, wait a minute, this is insane. First of all, we don't want any unending wars with men. But drafting women, that's what many of them are going to stand for.
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, if the Democrats want equality, I guess that means equality that women are able to serve as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see their position, if there's congruence, if they're consistent. If they say that we want equality across the board and that there are 27,000 genders out there and that men and women are equal, then let's see if they vote on equality of women being able to serve. But more importantly, I think it comes to the point of, listen, Republicans, we are really pushing for natalism. We are pushing for procreation. War would devastate not only an entire generation of men, but it could devastate an entire generation of women, and it would lead to the destruction of our country. That's why it's so important we vote for Donald Trump, that we stop human suffering, that we protect a generation of young men and women, and that ultimately we are securing America's future by having babies and procreating.
Let me ask you, we're coming up on the VP sweepstakes. I don't think we've asked you before. You're political in the sense of where your party is, but you're not political in other ways. But are there people that you think suit Trump? You know Trump better than some people that we have on, a lot of people. Who do you think is a VP choice? Are people out there in the, ground level?
People like J.D. Vance, Senator of Ohio. And in fact, right before I went on Breitbart with Ilana, he was sitting in the chair right before me. So that chair had both the hind parts of Senator Vance and Scott Pressler.
Wait a minute, let's get that chair.
That is a very special chair right there. But as
this chair's going right into the 1210 Museum, Dan. Make sure you bubble wrap that.
With the Barco
Scott
Lounger,
Pressler's
right?
Dinner. Yes, the Barco Lounger, yes.
As he was walking away.
What are people doing with this chair now? Yeah.
Right? As he was walking away, he goes, great job, Scott Pressler. Now, here's the one thing, though. If J.D. Vance were elected as the vice president with Donald Trump, then Rhino establishment Governor Mike DeWine would choose his replacement.
Oh, man.
And we all know that he would not choose an America First Republican. Now, I've heard Doug Burnham's name thrown around, and you might be going, like, who is Doug? That's a good thing you don't know a lot about him, because that means he's not controversial. That means he's stable. That means he's not going to rock the boat. And for a lot of people that may have questions about President Trump, you know, those Republicans that are sitting on the fence or the independents, well, maybe we need that stable vice presidential candidate that could be the rock, that if they have questions about Donald Trump and they go, well, our vice presidential candidate, that if something were to happen, and God forbid, then we would have a stable rock to replace him. And so I think that that could be a very good opportunity for us, having
a stable VP. I like J.D. Vance, except for the Ohio thing. We've had people on about Hillbilly Elegy and the film and the whole thing, his background and where he came from. It's shocking to see a guy come through all that and arrive in the manner that but he is America First, and he's a brilliant guy. So there's no doubt in a debate or anything else that he's well-armed.
So, I mean, he just won election in 2022,
right?
Replacing a Republican. But still, we got to take a Sherrod Brown's Senate seat this November in Ohio as well. Ohio's trending to the right. Mm-hmm. And J.D., regardless, is going to be a great voice for this November.
All right, our side question today. I think you know the show enough to know we do a silly side question. All-time great bar or tavern? Fictional or real?
I'm going to think on it.
Real, fiction. Real.
Do you have one for
us? Yeah, give us one. You have one?
Oh, you want me to tell you?
Yeah, like an all-time bar, famous bar, real or fictional.
Oh, my gosh.
I gave Moe's Tavern. He gave Cheers.
Ginger Hill Tavern.
What's Ginger Hill Tavern. What's I don't know that one.
Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania.
Okay. The Bar of Quarterbacks.
There you go. Well, it's in western Pennsylvania. Mayor Longo is the mayor of that town. And, shout out to you, Maddie Kay, because they get all the college kids there. And actually, that borough, despite being a college town, now has more registered Republicans in a college town of Slippery Rock.
Sounds like Scott Pressler's been in Slippery Rock a lot. That's the reason why.
Yes.
Probably. All right, we'll have more with Scott here at Mulligan's.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Woo! All right, everybody, welcome back to Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. If you'd like to be registered to vote, or you're in town country music and you got an 18-year-old, they've never voted, Scott will register them right here, all legit. All right, so be ready to go with that. 310 West Hildreth Avenue in Wildwood. It is a great function, and particularly this year, having Scott Pressler here with us is remarkable. The guy that is going to win Pennsylvania, second to none, by incrementalism. All right, let me get one person on here, Jim in New Hope, and then we'll go to a special guest that we have staying.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome back, everyone.
Burning Sky, fantastic.
Burning Sky, fantastic tribute band, but they're also going to be involved with Tom Jones later today. Dan promised him for the fifth annual. It's only fitting. I don't know how Mr. Jones is arriving. I just have his green leisure suit here.
He's here in the leisure suit now.
Hey, is that guy over there? Yeah. Is that guy on YouTube, Dan? Now that I have hundreds of witnesses and Roe has agreed on the hair thing, is that guy Tony still on YouTube today cutting up the hair?
Tony.
See,
no,
if Tony's
Tony
on
there, but not Tony S. No.
All right, Tony, you're going to see that demonstration. We'll tape it. She'll come over here in moments and prove that this is real hair. All right. 855-839-1210.
Can we bring Scott back over here?
Yeah, whenever he's ready. We have a presentation for our guy, Scott Presler, who, once again, is outside registering voters. And
it's a very busy guy. Like, what he tells us on air is very legitimate.
Yeah, it is very legitimate. I don't know that he does anything else other than register voters and pitch voting early, often, and mail-in balloting. All right, the side question today, if you'd like to get in here, though, we're at Mulligan's. It is our place. It's been tremendous ever since a couple years ago when we first started broadcasting from here, including the great power outage of 2023, when there was no power anywhere on the island, but we were still somehow or another on the air. All right, so the side question, hit us with that all-time tavern or bar, real or fictional is what we're looking for, real or fictional. And Scott will be here for a while. If you want to come out and meet him, if you want to be energized, inspired by what he's seen, what he's doing across the country, then come on over here to Mulligan's, 310 West Hildreth Avenue. RFK Jr. says he, now here's what I wanted to report to you. Here's the local news. Yes. How many people here at Mulligan's, Dan, remember Meatball? How could you forget Meatball?
Meatball, yes.
The social media influencer extraordinaire. Meatball was charged with all kinds of counts, two third-degree felonies, for starting riots and aiding and abetting riots in Philadelphia when a court decision went her wrong way. How much jail time did Meatball get in Larry Krasner's Philadelphia? The answer is zero.
Zero?
She got 5 years
Come
of probation,
on,
and they thought that was a stiff sentence for Meatball.
Well, all she did was, what, usher in people during the riot and post it to social media
right,
and
stir
and up the public
people,
and, you know, encourage
more.
People to...
And
no, nothing.
Herself
nothing
go
wrong.
In and apparently do various things during the riot. All right, Scott Presler's back with us. And Scott, Dan and I taking a poll of listeners and other people here. See, we like to present Scott Presler, our Patriot of the Year 2024, our National Patriot of the Year. His work is, and Scott, you close often, thank you for supporting my work. And that is a line that just moves our listeners second to none. That's why we're thrilled every time you come on.
Thank you.
People cannot get enough of what you're doing. So, Scott, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I know the travel schedule alone is, you came in from Detroit last night.
I did.
Standing at the Grand Hotel over in Cape May, which is where Rich Cioli will be today. What radio station has two things going on about 8 miles, 6 miles apart of this magnitude? So, Scott, when you're going across the country, what's the number one thing people talk to you about? You talked about these prisoners, and they have that prism and seeing Trump in a particular way. Is it illegal immigration? Is it inflation? Is it something else?
Well, first, I wanted to say thank you. Yeah, the Grand Hotel, I was there last night. My only one complaint is I didn't get to go in the hot tub. But other than that, because they do have a hot tub.
Wait, why didn't you get to go in, though?
Babe, I just got in at 11 o'clock last night. I was tired. Lord have mercy.
Well, that's not their fault, then. That's your fault. You can party all night.
Open that hot tub a little bit later. Come on now.
Open until 2 a.m. You know, people are really struggling to get by, and I think it's such a slap in the face when Joe Biden and the Democrats say that the economy is so good. $4 gas is not good.
Yeah.
Going to the supermarket and paying a 100% increase in your daily allotment of food is not a good economy. The inflation is not a good economy. A 7% and rate of mortgage is not a good economy. And so people are really struggling. I had a woman. She was born in 1965. I registered her to vote at the Philly Expo Center in Phoenixville at the gun show. And she goes, I've never voted in my whole life. I said, wow, why are you registering to vote with me today? She says, I can't afford anything. I have to vote this November. I'm voting for Donald Trump. And so for this election, the number one issue is definitely illegal immigration. I think people understand that we need safety, we need security. And if we are a country of law and order, and if they're going to hold Trump to no person is above the law, then that means no illegal alien breaking into our country is above the law. That means that the illegal stock trading that's going on with Nancy Pelosi and a lot of her Democrat allies, they are not above the law. And also, what I'm seeing with young people is, look, I want to make it very clear on this radio show with 1210 Talk Radio, any young person 18 to 26 years old that votes for Joe Biden is choosing for himself or herself to be sent overseas to war this November. Because we did not have Putin invade Ukraine under President Trump. We did not have Hamas genocide Israel under President Trump. We did not have the threat of Taiwan being invaded by China under President Trump. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for war, and a vote for President Trump is a vote for peace and prosperity.
Now, Scott, you've been on the road, but to that point, did you happen to see that Democrats in a real dilemma because for some reason they passed an amendment to the appropriations bill,
yes,
which would make women eligible for the draft?
Yes.
And now these senators are going to have to take a position with their party or common sense. America, how many times has said, wait a minute, this is insane. First of all, we don't want any unending wars with men. But drafting women, that's what many of them are going to stand for.
Well, it's going to be interesting. You know, if the Democrats want equality, I guess that means equality that women are able to serve as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see their position, if there's congruence, if they're consistent. If they say that we want equality across the board and that there are 27,000 genders out there and that men and women are equal, then let's see if they vote on equality of women being able to serve. But more importantly, I think it comes to the point of, listen, Republicans, we are really pushing for natalism. We are pushing for procreation. War would devastate not only an entire generation of men, but it could devastate an entire generation of women, and it would lead to the destruction of our country. That's why it's so important we vote for Donald Trump, that we stop human suffering, that we protect a generation of young men and women, and that ultimately we are securing America's future by having babies and procreating.
Let me ask you, we're coming up on the VP sweepstakes. I don't think we've asked you before. You're political in the sense of where your party is, but you're not political in other ways. But are there people that you think suit Trump? You know Trump better than some people that we have on, a lot of people. Who do you think is a VP choice? Are people out there in the, ground level?
People like J.D. Vance, Senator of Ohio, and in fact, right before I went on Breitbart with Ilana, he was sitting in the chair right before me. So that chair had both the hind parts of Senator Vance and Scott Pressler.
Wait a minute, let's get that chair.
That is a very special chair right there. But as
this chair is going right into the 1210 Museum, Dan. Make sure you bubble wrap that.
With the Barco
Scott
Lounger,
Pressler's
right?
Dinner. Yes, the Barco Lounger, yes.
As he was walking away,
with chair, Dom,
yeah.
As he was walking away, he goes, great job, Scott Pressler. Now, here's the one thing, though. If J.D. Vance were elected as the vice president with Donald Trump, then Rhino establishment Governor Mike DeWine would choose his replacement.
Oh, man.
And we all know that he would not choose an America First Republican. Now, I've heard Doug Burnham's name thrown around, and you might be going like, who is Doug? That's a good thing you don't know a lot about him, because that means he's not controversial. That means he's stable. That means he's not going to rock the boat. And for a lot of people that may have questions about President Trump, you know, those Republicans that are sitting on the fence or the independents, well, maybe we need that stable vice presidential candidate that could be the rock, that if they have questions about Donald Trump and they go, well, our vice presidential candidate, that if something were to happen, and God forbid, then we would have a stable rock to replace him. And so I think that that could be a very good opportunity for us, having
a stable
VP.
I like J.D. Vance, except for the Ohio thing. We've had people on about Hillbilly Elegy and the film and the whole thing, his background and where he came from. It's shocking to see a guy come through all that and arrive in the manner that he – but he is America First, and he's a brilliant guy. So there's no doubt in a debate or anything else that he's well-armed.
Sir, well, I mean, he just won election in 2022.
Right.
Defeating or replacing a Republican. But still, we got to take Sherrod Brown's Senate seat this November in Ohio as well. Ohio's trending to the right. Mm-hmm. And J.D., regardless, is going to be a great voice for this November.
All right, our side question today. I think you know the show enough to know we do a silly side question. All-time great bar or tavern? Fictional or real?
Think on it.
Real.
Do you have one for
Yeah,
us?
Give us one. You have one?
Oh, you want me to tell you?
Yeah, like an all-time bar, famous bar, real or fictional.
Oh, my gosh.
I gave Moe's Tavern. He gave Cheers.
Ginger Hill Tavern.
What's Ginger name? Hill Tavern. What's I don't know that one.
Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania.
Okay. The Bar of Quarterbacks.
There you go. Well, okay. it's in western Pennsylvania. Mayor Longo is the mayor of that town. And, shout out to you, Maddie Kay, because they get all the college kids there. And actually, that borough, despite being a college town, now has more registered Republicans in a college town of Slippery Rock.
Sounds like Scott Presler's been in Slippery Rock a lot. That's the reason why.
Yes.
Probably. All right, we'll have more with Scott here at Mulligan's.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Woo! All right, everybody, welcome back to Mulligan's 310 West Hildreth Avenue. If you'd like to be registered to vote, or you're in town country music and you got an 18-year-old, they've never voted, Scott will register them right here, all legit. All right, so be ready to go with that. 310 West Hildreth Avenue in Wildwood. It is a great function, and particularly this year, having Scott Presler here with us is remarkable. The guy that is going to win Pennsylvania, second to none, by incrementalism. All right, let me get one person on here, Jim in New Hope, and then we'll go to a special guest that we have standing by. All right, Jim, you're first in today. What is a famous bar or tavern, Jim?
That'd be the Green Dragon with Paul Revere.
Where's that, Jim?
Up in Boston, Massachusetts.
All right, Jim.
It's a great one, Jim.
It's a bar of Paul Revere?
Yeah, I don't know, Doug.
Okay.
Yep, sorry.
All right. We have Burning Sky with us today, but also we have the lead singer for the Dupreez, who are out with a new project. Will give us the live dates coming up. Thanks to our buddy Vince for bringing Larry Silveria with us. Larry, Dupreez right now, how long is this the original group? How many members are in the Dupreez?
No. Number one, okay, I was with the Dupreez back in the 1980s.
Okay.
Okay, with Mike Arnone, who actually owned the group, so forth and so on. And right now, they're a great group out there and everything.
Right.
But it's kind of hard to find original members from these groups because...
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So it's, but the sound is alive.
Okay.
The people are alive, and they just keep wanting more and more and more of it.
What's the number one requested song?
There's two of them, actually. I would say Have You Heard...
Right.
And You Belong to Me. But nowadays...
I would have to vote for You Belong to Me over Have You Heard. What do you say?
Well, how could you sing a song today, You Belong to Me?
Well, that's why I want you to sing it. That's what we need here at Mulligan's. I don't know if that's on the playlist. You think these people care about that? You got to be kidding me, Larry. They want to hear You Belong to Me. My wife is here, and she does too.
I'm trying to keep it real, so...
But that's real. Look, we're in America. We're not in a foreign land out there where you can't sing You Belong to Me.
Well, I can sing Have You Heard About You Belong to Me.
Okay. There you go. All right. Now
would
tell us your new project, what live dates, where do people go?
Yeah, okay. My CD out there now is Magic Lady. It's a something that I did. After I left the Dupreez, it was time for me to do my thing.
Okay.
Like James, I want to do my thing.
Right.
My thing, But, come out with this. And right now I'm working with my keyboard player, who is from the Las Vegas Strip, Mr. Danny Rich. Shout out to Danny. And, we're putting together this project. And I'll be in Shillington, Pennsylvania, next Friday night with a big horn band called, Uptown.
Okay.
Uptown Horns. And, just keeping it real, Dom. Just keeping it
All
real.
Right.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.